the vast majority of companies, their owners burn out. Whether it's a guy in a truck with a couple individuals helping him, an individual that's doing about $400,000 a year and is right at that plateau where they just can't break past the next level. I call that one of the most difficult places in the business. Or they're stuck in about the $700,000-$800,000 a year range. They're making some money, but it's just really hard to get past the $1 million mark. All three of the numbers, the areas, the types of businesses I just described are really challenging points, and they get almost everyone in the industry. A small percentage break past a million, a super, super small percentage, like very tiny, break past 5 million, and hardly anybody breaks past 10 million in business. So regardless of where you're at, in any of the three scenarios I just gave you, I'm going to give you a list of things to think about. They may not fully resonate, you may not fully buy into them, but I am 100% certain in the list that I'm about to give you, and it applies to the business you own today. And if you decide this business is too hard and you go start a different business in another industry, it'll apply to that business as well, because it's applied to every single thing I've ever done. So let me start at the top and just run down some stuff. The only way you're going to get out of the trap of being exhausted, being burned out by the end of every year, eventually being completely burned out in the business, is to grow your way out of the problem. You're not going to cut your way to, you're not going to cut costs and cut your way to a more profitable, more interesting, more fun business. It just generally doesn't happen. The solution is generally to grow the business. If you want to solve problems, you have to go hire people. To be able to afford people, you have to grow the business so you have enough free cash flow and enough money to be able to do it. So the only solution is you got to grow this thing, which means you got to learn sales and marketing, and you got to grow. You got to advertise, you got to market, you got to do all that stuff. If you don't, the business will never get that much better. You got to think about simplicity. If you are running around doing landscape and irrigation and fertilization, weed control, and pest control, and mowing and bushes and bed work and flowers and mulch and sod and all that, you have a million things going on. You have a million moving parts. You have all kinds of trucks and equipment. You have lots of employees that need different kinds of training, or you need that one great, incredible, almost impossible person to find that can do it all, because frankly, they could just go out and start their own business if they're that great and can do it all. Simplicity in the early days will make your business manageable, and it won't wear you down and exhaust you. And what I mean by that is you predominantly do mowing, and it becomes cookie cutter. I have this truck, this equipment, this setup. I go get this kind of client using this kind of market, and I replicate. When I'm ready for a new crew, it's copy and paste. I'm going to take the exact same copy of what I'm doing now, trucks, equipment, etc. I'm going to make another copy of it. We're going to repeat. Eventually, we're going to get a little size, and I'm going to add fertilization weed control, then I'm going to add something else. Simplicity is your friend. It's really hard. Number three, it's really hard to let bad clients go. It's really hard to leave areas that you shouldn't be serving because they're sending your truck too far across town. It's really hard to get out of commercial when you know you should be in residential, or get out of residential when you know you should focus on commercial. It's really hard to walk away from landscape. There's all these things you probably know you should do that aren't overly profitable. You've got emotional relationships with the client. You just can't say bye. They've been with you for years, but they'll make your life and your business better. You've got to make those hard decisions. If you don't love landscape, if you're not really good at it, you can't figure out how you can scale it and have other people sell that work for you, design those projects for you, project manage that work, the landscape side of the business will always be a trap. That is the number one part of the industry that most people can never transcend. It's what gets them stuck, because they're always the person selling, designing, project managing, meeting with the client, doing the walkthroughs, fixing the problems. They're always that person. And they never get free because of that trap to scale their company. I think it's number four or five. The vast majority of companies don't get paid fast enough. They don't take credit cards. They get paid on 30-day terms. That means they never have their money very fast, so they can never go afford to hire people. They can never afford to go buy a new truck when they're ready for the truck. They can't afford to replace their equipment. And most of it goes back to they're simply getting paid too slow. Every other industry, the fast food industry, the plumbers, the electricians, they all have it figured out. They all take credit cards. It's up the amount of revenue they generate because consumers want to use credit cards. But in our industry, we don't do that. We decide to continue to get paid slow because we don't want to give up 3% of our revenue. It hurts. It hurts everyone that's not taking credit cards or getting, it doesn't even have to be credit cards, although I recommend you could get paid in advance. Structure your deal so you get paid fast. That's the end game. Credit cards is just the easiest way to do it. Number five or six, most of us are not listening to the right stuff. We're not, we're listening to ESPN radio in the truck. We're listening to watching TV when we get home, watching Netflix, and all that's fine, but it's only fine for a little bit of your day. The majority of the time when you're driving, whatever, you've got some downtime, you're out for a walk, you're out for a jog, you need to be consuming information that will make you smarter, will get you to the next level, will grow your mindset, will grow your ability, will give you a high level of energy so you can keep fighting on another day. If you're not eating well, if you're not working out, a lot of guys, a lot of gals get out of the field, especially guys in this industry get out of the field. Now they're in the office. They don't work out. They used to get a workout when they were behind the mower or they're out, you know, doing whatever, digging holes. They get to the office. All of that goes down the drain. They're not getting a workout. They're not eating healthy. That is the thing that controls everything else in life. If you don't feel good because you're tired, because you're eating a bunch of junk, because you're not working out, then you're going to have a lower level of productivity. You're not going to show up for your team in the same way. You're not going to be the leader you need to be. You're not going to have clarity of mind to make the hard right decisions and make them fast. That one thing right there is the lever that moves everything else in your business. So you've got to manage your energy. You have to eliminate, this is another one, eliminate all the naysayers. Your friends, your family, your parents, whomever says, why are you doing this business? Why don't you go to college? Why don't you get a degree? Why don't you go into a different industry? Well, you've been doing this for 5 years. Why don't you give up? You got to ignore all that junk, and you've got to do what I said. You've got to get your mind right. You got to be consuming the right information. You got to be hanging out with the right people, people that have done it, people that will get you there. Maybe that's coaching. Maybe it's conferences. Maybe it's seminars. Maybe it's friends in other states that you meet at GIE or some other industry event. You got to spend your time with those individuals. It's peers, friends in your local community that might own different businesses. Who's ahead of you? Hang out with them, because you'll be more likely to end up where they're at if you spend time around them. Get away from everyone else. Ignore that stuff. They don't know what they're talking about. If you build your mindset, build your skill set, go practice every day and become the next version of you, your business will work and it will be successful. And everyone else, they're just going to drag you down if you pay any attention to them. And the last thing I'll throw out there is the number one thing. It's not the number one thing, but it's way up there. You have to constantly be recruiting. The number one problem in my mind in this business is employees. Recruiting, building the team. Marketing, easy. There's tons of work. I can outmarket the majority of everyone in the marketplace. You can too if you study it and learn it. The problem is the rest of us, all of us, me included, are struggling in an absolutely massive way to find enough individuals to do all the work we can sell. The only solution, and it's not even a great one, it's just the only one available to you. You have to be marketing for team members, constantly recruiting, even when you don't need them. As they say, building your bench, meaning keeping a list of everybody you've met that might someday be interested, where they live, the address they live at, their cell phone number, their mom's cell phone number, in case that cell phone gets turned off. Whatever you got to do, you need that list, and you got to build that list, and you got to constantly be looking, because that is going to be the number one bottleneck inside your company as soon as you have any level of success. Go focus on all those things. You'll be way less burned out come the end of this year. You'll be even way less burned out come the end of next year. And one day you'll wake up and you've got exactly the company that everyone else says you can't build. Good luck.